This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through September 5th, 2019. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Except for the moon, which joins the evening sky on August 31st, the two giant planets, Jupiter and Saturn, are the brightest objects visible as the sky darkens after sunset. Jupiter, the brighter of the two planets, crosses the meridian to the south at sunset, and it will move lower into the southwest as the night goes on until it sets in the west-southwest at about midnight. Jupiter currently appears against the starry backdrop provided by Ophiuchus the Serpent Bearer, a constellation adjacent to Scorpius the Scorpion. The bright orange star Antares that marks the heart of the imaginary scorpion sparkles to Jupiter's lower right as Earth's rotation makes them slowly arc through the sky. Saturn appears golden and is similar in brightness to Antares. During the evening twilight, it is in the south-southeast sky and to the left of Jupiter. It is currently in front of the eastern edge of the teapot pattern made by the constellation Sagittarius the Archer. The moon is new on August 30th, and it is visible in the evening sky, low in the west, starting on the 31st. It is first quarter phase on September 5th, when it appears next to Jupiter. Jupiter and Saturn are fascinating objects to study with the aid of a telescope. Jupiter's great red spot will be visible to West Coast observers at 8 o'clock p.m. on August 30th and September 4th. Of course, Saturn's incomparable rings are available to enjoy, too. The weekend is the last to get a good view of the brilliant summer portion of the Milky Way during the evening hours this year without the interference of moonlight. By the next new moon, the view towards the center of our galaxy, located on the western side of Sagittarius and approximately between Jupiter and Saturn, will set before the sky is dark. Even if you don't know the sky well, a trip to a dark wilderness location, far from the light pollution of cities, will provide a beautiful view of the ragged mass of the distant parts of our galaxy made of glowing stars and the silhouettes of giant dark nebulae of dust and gas. Slowly scanning this part of the Milky Way with binoculars will provide a memorable experience as you encounter vast numbers of stars crowded around our galaxy's center, some arranged into brilliant clusters, as well as the glowing nebulae of gas in which they form. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, September 7th, between 2 o'clock p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Follow the Sky Report, All Space Considered, and Griffith Observatory on Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.